Welcome to Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Bailey. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Breeden. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Cox. Batting eighth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Torres. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Mike Torres. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Gene Kleins. Batting second. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting third. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting sixth. The catcher, Manny Sanguillan. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mario Mendoza. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Rooker. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Jim Rooker. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stargell. Foley reaches second base with a double. Hunt moves to third. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hunt scores. Foley moves to third. It's 1-0, Expos. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Foley scores. Davis moves to second. It's 2-0, Expos. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a fly ball towards right. Zisk catches it and throws to second to double up Davis. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliver moves to second. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oliver scores. Stargell moves to second. It's 2-1, Expos. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan hits a pop-up towards first. Breeden settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates 1. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox strikes out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Singleton. Stennett reaches second base with a double. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. Stennett moves to third. One out. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stennett scores. It's Expos, 2, Pirates, 2. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 0 for 1 in the game. Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Foley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Foley moves to second. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0 for 1 in the game. Breeden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebner hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stargell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Oliver trying to get to third. Bailey throws the ball into Hunt, who tags Oliver for the out. Stargell moves to second. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Zisk hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 1 in the game. Foot hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanguilan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Montague now pitching. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Stennett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sanguilan moves to second. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foot fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Foot. Sanguilan moves to third. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza is 0 for 1 in the game. Mendoza takes first base on ball 4. Stennett moves to second. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rooker strikes out. 1 out. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 0 for 2 in the game. Kleins is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hebner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates 2. The Expos will come to bat. John Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunt bunts in front of the plate. Sanguilan fields it and throws to first for the out. Montague moves to second. 1 out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Foley hits a line drive into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Oliver hits a fly ball towards center. Davis settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Davis. Oliver moves to second. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Stargell is walked intentionally. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Zisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliver scores. Stargell moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Pirates. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox fields it and throws to home to get Stargell. Zisk moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 1 out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Zisk moves to third. Sanguilan moves to second. 2 outs. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mendoza strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick now playing first base. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bailey is called out on strikes. One out. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0-for-2 in the game. Breeden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Singleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Expos 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rooker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 0-for-3 in the game. Kleins takes first base on ball 4. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Montague. Kleins moves to second. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-3 in the game. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kleins moves to third. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. Cox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stennett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-2 in the game. Foote is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Woods pinch hits for John Montague. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Expos 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Tom Walker now pitching. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Stargell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Singleton. Stargell reaches second base with a double. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Zisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stargell scores. It's 4-2, Pirates. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Expos 2. the Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zisk. Davis reaches second base with a double. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bailey strikes out. Two outs. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0-for-3 in the game. Breeden hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Expos 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mendoza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rooker strikes out. Two outs. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kleins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-4 in the game. Hebner hits a line drive into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-3 in the game. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-3 in the game. Cox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-3 in the game. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kirkpatrick fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 4, and Montreal Expos, 2. Goodbye from Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh.